There has been renewed pressure on government to reduce the price of fuel to conform with the fall in price on the international market. World market prices of the commodity has fallen, prompting agitations from pressure groups for government to reduce the prices on the local market. Government responded by reducing the commodity, but the Movement for Change, a pressure group, says it is embarking on a campaign to force government to further reduce the fuel prices. Speaking on Behind the News, the chairman of the movement, Dr. Antony Siasari, said he expects the prices to be reduced by 25%. He speaks more about the campaign.
There was a call for reduction in fuel price when the world market price of crude oil started falling. And you remember a lot of organizations, interest and pressure groups like Imani, AFAC, Occupy Ghana, Ghana Trade Union, Congress, GUTA, and all sorts of companies and organizations started talking about it. The government then just reduced the fuel by only 10%, when at that time the fuel price had fallen for over 40%, 50%. It even fell to about less than $50 a barrel. But the government gave a reason at that time, which most of us didn't accept it and believe it, that they owe a bulk distribution company, BDC, some amount of money, and they want to use the windfall to offset that amount. We kept quiet because the government is the government in power, and they went ahead and reduced the fuel price by only 10%, which was very small, and everybody thought it was not the right thing to do. God being so good, on 25th of February 2016, Honorable Moses Asaga, who is the chief executive for NPA, had an interview of Graphic Corporation and said that God being so good, the windfall has been enough to pay off the BDC's debt. So we're all thinking that immediately after that, NPA will sit down and maybe use the automatic tariff adjustment formula to let us have the benefit of the reducing fuel price on the world market. We've waited for about 3 weeks now. We haven't heard anything. That's the reason why Movement for Change, which is a pressure group and the interest group in this country, is now reminding government and NPA, if they have forgotten, that we are still waiting for the fuel price to be reduced to be commensurate with the falling oil, crude oil price.
How soon will the Movement for Change embark on this year campaign, and what form will it take?
There are about three things that we want to do. The first one is what we are doing today. The second one is going to be a mass campaign throughout the country. And by that mass campaign, we are taking people to go to the various localities and use the local language to explain what is in the fuel price build-up. We want people to understand, we want the citizenry to understand, the ordinary person to understand that if you buy a gallon of diesel, this is what goes in.